With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. No matter rain, heat, coronavirus, or hazardous smoke from wildfires, the people who harvest our food face those elements every day. Staying home isn't an option when your paycheck depends on how much you pick. KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
With sheer precision, a farm worker harvests a row of strawberries. He tosses the bruised berries that won't sell on the ground, the others into plastic packaging. On this day, the sky is gray and smoky over this organic field near Salinas. Last week, it was much worse. The sky was orange and ash rained down as a major wildfire erupted nearby. A fire truck passes the field. Jesus Almada, the ag foreman, stands by his white truck, which carries colorful backpacks and a big water container. He takes me back to the fiery day, saying they were trying to figure out what to do. It hurt our sinuses, he said. The smoke was so thick. Almada is in charge of about 65 people. What did you end up doing, I ask? We decided to tell the supervisor we had to stop working, he said, because the smoke was really too intense. Henry Gonzalez helps me translate out in the field, which is noisy. He's the agricultural commissioner for Monterey County, and he knows firsthand what this job takes. He was a migrant farm worker when he was a child. I overhear Gonzalez tell Almada, "You're a really good foreman." As a farm worker snaps the packages of strawberries closed, Gonzalez tells me showing up to this job can be a risk. But the fruits and vegetables don't wait.
They're ready when they're ready, and if you're not there to harvest them, they're going to go to waste.
Luckily, he says, the California Office of Emergency Services has stockpiled PPE for essential workers. Within the last week, the Agricultural Commissioner's Office has distributed over 150,000 N95 masks to local farm workers.
Those were, I think, really a godsend that we were able to get those, considering their scarcity.
He's asked for many more. Wildfire season is just beginning. Gonzalez says this spring has been a series of adapting to new challenges. Just a few months ago, it was finding surgical masks for farm workers to protect them from the virus. More than 1,600 ag workers in Monterey County have been sickened with COVID-19.
It's been a tremendously difficult year.
Dr. Caroline Kennedy is the medical director of the Clinic Services Bureau at the Monterey County Health Department. She cares for farm workers and their families who are vulnerable to the virus. And then there's the other health impacts from this work.
Working in the field your whole life is pretty hard on your body. I think it increases the amount of arthritis and other chronic problems you're going to have later on.
But when you're behind on bills, not showing up is a tough choice.
Do you stay home when the air quality doesn't make you feel well, or do you just go back to work?
Farm workers are paid at least minimum wage, but get more money the more crates they fill. That's why when I ask to speak with someone picking strawberries, the foreman says they won't want to stop and talk. A few of the workers smile behind their masks nonetheless as they get ready to move on to the next field of strawberries. Henry Gonzalez says going forward, he wants to have his own stockpile of N95s for the workers.
And not having to order them from some faraway place and take 10 to 14 days to get here, because by then it's too late. We really need to have supplies of those on hand.
Despite these safety measures, ag workers don't always have the luxury of sheltering from wildfire smoke or the coronavirus. And so far, they make up over 20% of those in Monterey County who have contracted COVID-19. Dr. Kennedy calls them our heroes, harvesting the food we will eat tonight. In Salinas, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.